Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at just one piece of source material, but it's pretty fascinating. It's an advertisement for a very specific service, and it really tells a story about, well, human vulnerability, maybe niche marketing, and, you know, looking for answers when things get tough emotionally. So our mission today is pretty straightforward. We want to unpack the claims astrologer Srihari is making here. We'll look at the methods they talk about and also try to figure out why they're focusing so much on just one specific place, basically asking, why this ad? Why so specific?
Yeah, what really jumps out right away is the contrast, isn't it? You've got this incredibly high stakes, emotional situation, getting your love back, dealing with that deep pain. And then the solution offered is, well, it's astrology. Powerful astrology, they call it. But it's not just anywhere. It's laser focused. Get your love back in Brisbane. Mm-hmm. That clash between, you know, universal heartbreak and this super specific local astrological fix. That's where we start digging.
Okay, let's unpack that. Starting with who this is aimed at. The source material, the ad. It's not for casual browsing, is it? It feels more like an emergency button for someone in real distress.
Yeah.
When you look at the language, it's hitting hard on the emotional pain, the misunderstandings, the desire to restore lost affection.
Exactly. It's positioning this service not like, say, regular couples counseling, which often sounds like hard work, right? This is presented as a direct fix for really deep distress, almost like the person feels the relationship is, well, over otherwise. So the target is likely someone feeling absolutely stuck, looking for something powerful, maybe even immediate. They're perhaps looking for a bit of a miracle, not, you know, months of soul searching.
And the promises really match that feeling of desperation. The goal they mentioned isn't just about reconciliation. It's framed as this total package: reignite your bond and bring happiness back into your life. That sounds like a complete emotional reset, bringing everything back to how it was, maybe even better.
Mm-hmm. That restored happiness bit is crucial. It's sort of emotional arbitrage, isn't it? Because, yeah, you know, traditional routes often emphasize that recovery is messy. It takes time. It depends on you. This service kind of bypasses all that. It promises a defined outcome managed by an expert. It offers a clear path, which must be incredibly appealing when someone just feels lost and hurt.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting. Connecting that intense pain to the actual tools. How do they do it? The source is very clear. Powerful astrology and spiritual solutions. Tailored, it says.
Yeah, and that's their unique angle, isn't it? They're carving out a very specific niche. This isn't generic advice from a magazine. It's framed as ancient wisdom applied to your crisis. Using terms like spiritual solutions suggests access to something deeper, maybe more powerful than just talking things through.
And the person offering this, Srihari, isn't just presented as helpful. They're positioned as an authority figure. The ad keeps calling them an expert love specialist, offering expert astrological guidance. That word expert pops up again and again.
Yeah.
It seems designed to build trust, even though the method itself is, well, unconventional.
It's a shortcut for the person who's suffering. You know, when you're in pain, you often want someone else to take charge. If you're open to the idea that astrology holds answers, you'll naturally look for the best interpreter. So they're selling expertise and maybe certainty in a situation where the client feels completely powerless.
Okay, but we also need to talk about the claim around effectiveness. This is huge. The service promises trusted guidance and proven results.
Yeah.
Now, for something like astrology, using the phrase proven results, that feels like a very deliberate move.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about managing perceived risk. How do you bridge that gap between something based on belief, like astrology, and a concrete outcome, like getting your partner back? You use language like proven results. For the listener, you need to understand that in marketing these kinds of high-stakes services, that assurance is key. It tries to make the abstract feel more concrete, more reliable.
So it's like saying, look, don't worry that it's astrology. Worry about the fact that it works.
Mm.
It reframes the spiritual aspect into a practical tool with a guaranteed outcome, the restored relationship.
Precisely. They're essentially building a belief system around their specific offering, taking this fairly abstract idea of celestial influence and trying to package it as something that delivers tangible emotional results. It's clever messaging. It appeals directly to that desperate need for a fix, potentially overriding skepticism.
Let's shift gears slightly. The geography. Why Brisbane? We keep seeing Brisbane. Get your love back in Brisbane. Why tie something like astrology, which feels universal, to one city?
Ah, that's where the modern marketing savvy comes in, I think. It's hyper-local strategy. Think about someone in crisis in Brisbane. They're probably searching online, right? Feeling desperate. If the service seems global or distant, it might feel less real, less immediate. Targeting Brisbane makes it feel tangible. I'm here. I'm accessible to you right now.
So it taps into that need for immediate local help, even if the solution itself is cosmic.
Exactly. And from a purely practical digital marketing perspective, it's smart. Someone frantically types, "Help get love back Brisbane," into Google, and boom. This specific URL, tailored to their exact need and location, is likely to show up. Bestastrologersrihari.com forces at your love back in Brisbane. It cuts through the noise. So it's not just selling astrology, it's executing a really focused local search engine optimization strategy aimed at people in crisis.
And that focus on accessibility, on making it easy to connect, is really clear in the contact details they provide. For someone who's probably feeling overwhelmed, they make the next step incredibly simple.
Yeah, they remove the friction. You're upset. You need help. Here's exactly how to get it instantly. There's the specific website URL we just mentioned with Brisbane right in it. Digital identity locked to the location.
But they don't just rely on the website.
No, they cover the bases. Need to talk now. Here's the phone number. Plus 614-0222-9924, direct line. Prefer to write it down, maybe explain things first. There's the email, pendeeksrihari76@gmail.com. Web, phone, email, every likely channel is covered. It's designed to convert that initial desperate search into actual contact fast.
So putting it all together, what we're seeing is a really specialized service. It taps into a deep, universal emotional need, lost love. It offers a non-traditional solution, astrology and spiritual methods framed with expertise, and it delivers this through a very modern, super-focused, geographically targeted digital strategy. It's like a complete package for emotional first aid.
It really is. This source material is a great example of high-impact niche marketing. Identify a core human pain point. Check. Position an authority figure with unique tools. Check. Assure effectiveness with phrases like proven results. Check. And then make it feel incredibly local and immediately accessible right down to the city level Brisbane. Check.
Okay, so to quickly summarize the key takeaways from this deep dive on Astrologer's Srihari, we've seen a service targeting deep emotional pain around relationships. It uses expert astrological and spiritual methods as its core offering and credibility booster. And critically, it's hyper-focused on Brisbane, using digital strategy to ensure local relevance and easy access.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener, to maybe ponder. This service, remember, confidently guarantees proven results in healing heartbreak using astrology, something not based on, conventional evidence. So what does the obvious demand for services like this specialized non-conventional tell us about maybe the perceived shortcomings of more traditional ways of dealing with this kind of pain? And maybe more fundamentally, when someone is feeling completely broken by lost love, what's the appeal of a solution based on destiny, on the stars, compared to one based on, difficult personal work and uncertain outcomes? Does certainty, even unconventional certainty, sometimes outweigh the effort?
That's definitely something to think about. What holds more weight when you're desperate? That's all the time we have for this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.